more of kingdom truth. Young people, what is kingdom truth? Kingdom truth is truth that involves my responsibility. I'm not usually too keen on that. Most of the time we like truth that involves our privileges. We want to hear about what the Lord has done for us. We want to spend a lot of time on what He has brought us into. But we need kingdom truth. We need to be willing to assess our own lives and say, Lord, where am I? Where am I at this time? I'm going to ask you to do something this evening. I want you to forget about the person sitting beside you. And I want you this evening, before you go to bed, to just honestly be willing to spend a few minutes with the Lord. And to be able to say honestly before Him, where have I been this last year? It's gone. Between Christmas and New Year's, it's gone. We can't retrieve it. We can't get it back. But isn't it wonderful to before the Lord evaluate, has there been much for Christ? Or have I been, in a lot of ways, like the people we're going to study? If last year is gone, we stand on the brink of a new year. Opportunity. Opportunity to serve Him as young people. Opportunity, the hymn that we sang tonight, to be a soldier of Christ and to realize that that is what He has called us to be. Soldiers of Christ, arise. I'm afraid today there's a lot of soldiers that are sitting in the ranks. Lord, help us in this room that we wouldn't be among those. I know, and this is part of the exercise in taking this book up, it's a difficult day that we live in. It'd be much easier for us to come here and to study the book of Joshua with you. It'd be easier for us to come up here and study the book of 1 Timothy with you. Those books are books of victory. They're books that show me the people of God when they were acting in unison. The 12 tribes in the book of Joshua were acting as one man. What a wonderful thing it was. Remember as they marched around Jericho. Remember the victories that were won in the book of Joshua. What a wonderful thing. Do you know something? I don't live in the days of Joshua, and you don't live in the days of 1 Timothy. Let us recognize that. Let us honestly before the Lord own that my lot has not been cast into the days of those wondrous, victorious times of the people of God. We don't live in the days of great men of God that could expound the Word of God as Kelly and Darby and others did. We live now. The great question is, what am I going to do with the opportunities that the Lord has given to me today? If I look at the book of Joshua, I will find that they repeatedly, when there was a victory or before there was a battle, God's people went back to Gilgal. They went back to the place of self-judgment. Now, I'm not here talking to a few Calderwood kids tonight. We're come together here as young brothers and sisters. What role does self-judgment have in my life? What does self-judgment mean? It doesn't mean that mom or dad come up to you and begin to point to you the ways that you failed or done something wrong. That's not self-judgment. Self-judgment means that I, as I am reading the Word of God, as I am abiding in Christ, by the grace of God, I use that word upon myself. I began to evaluate the activities and the things that I would do in the light of what the written word of God says. You know what I'll find then? There are some things I can't do. Other Christians may be able to. Other Christians may say it's just fine to do those things. But I've been in the Lord's presence. And I know with Him, it's not fine. And when I get to that point, I begin to understand why the people of God in the day of Joshua had great victories. God was working through them. We love to speak of grace. But young people, we must learn that there's another word that starts with G. And it's government. God is a God of grace. And if He were not that, not one of us would be here tonight. Where would we be? How many unsaved people do you have? How many acquaintances do you have that care not a thing about eternity, about the Word of God, about where they're going, what they're doing? And by God's grace, you sit in a Bible study for a couple of weeks or a couple of days. What a wonderful thing that God's grace would show us our needs. But God's government proves to me that God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful to bless when there's been that which is done that is honoring to Him. And He's faithful to withhold blessing. He's faithful to keep blessing from coming into my life when there has been no self-judgment. And when I've gone on and done my own will and my own way. An old brother we used to know in Atlanta, Georgia, he used to say to us over and over again, if I will have my way, God allows us to have the sorrow of it. What a way to begin as I look at Israel in the book of Judges. As I see them in this book, I find a pitiful condition that exists in the book of Judges. I find that I've gone from the victories of Joshua to the defeats of Judges. I find now instead of 12 men acting as one in Joshua, I find what is being called upon for you and I today. For one man to act on behalf of the 12. That's what's called for today. There aren't great companies of Christians that are faithful to the Lord. But the Lord is looking for you and you and you and me. He's looking for those individuals who have heard His voice and who are willing to say, Lord, I want to mean business for You. I want my life to count. I want there to be fruit for God. I want to be one of those soldiers that we have sung of tonight. Am I willing to count the cost for what that means? This man Gideon that we're going to look at, he had done that.